Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, October 20th, 2013. Pastor Paul Tolberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Today, children, I'd like you to come up here for a brief children's devotion. I have a really neat thing to help you understand this phenomenal thing you're going to learn today. Oh, I better shut this off so you don't blind yourself, right? Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I have here something to help you. Good morning.
How you doing, honey?
I have something to help you understand what's going on today. Today you're going to hear something that God did for Abram. And then God changed his name to Abraham. We always know him as Abraham. And I'm going to use this little guy, just a little me, okay? And this is what God did. This is a little guy, and this is after we fell into sin, it was like this. And God wants us in heaven, and we can't get there. And when we sin, we die, we go back to dust, and we don't like that. We're miserable because we want to be with God, and we can't get to God. And how do I get there? So what God did is he said that he's going to send somebody to take away our problem, to take away our sin. So then he said, guess what? I want you to believe that. I want you to be with me in heaven. And he did this. Are you watching my fingers? He chose someone to believe, and he took him out of that terrible mess that he was in, and he put him into the safety of himself, got him real close to himself. But the cool thing is, if this was you and me, I'd lose this. But not God. What God does is he puts it right close to him, not just around his neck, but close to his heart. And he was that way with Abram. Now, if Abram is that close to God, he has no enemies that can touch him. And it's all because God chose Abram, and he called him out of that terrible mess that he was in into the safety of his Savior. And Jesus did all that. When he went to the cross, he died, took away our sins. That's what did that. Again, again, yeah. So here we go. I'm going to give you each a little person. They're very little. Very little. Kind of like how we are. We sometimes feel like we're just very little. What I want you to understand is don't eat this. This is very bad. If you swallow it, it could hurt you, okay? Can you remember that, not to eat this? I'm going to give you one of these. And actually, I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you two. And what I want you to do then is when you have your two, I'm going to give you your two. There's two for you. There's two for you. Two for you. Here's two for you. And here's two for you. And here's two for you. And for you. Whoops. And for you, sir. Now what happens is that's how you are. You kind of feel like a tiny and you're lost. And then I'm going to give you two of these. Now if those are people who are watching online or if we have guests here, they're wondering, why do I have to give you two? I don't have to give you two. Why am I giving you two? Josiah, why am I giving you two?
One for yourself, one for a
friend. One for yourself and one for a friend. What are you going to do when you give one to your friend? Just tell them that. And you know what you can do? Just say, this is to remind me. I got this to remind me that God chose me. He picked me out and put me in a place that was safe because of what Jesus did for me. You're welcome. because of what Jesus did for me, and I am going to go to heaven, and until I get to heaven, I am safe right by his side. Here's two for you. And here's two for you. So you have one person in each of those little pouches. Okay, so let's fold our hands and talk to Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for choosing us to be with you. Thank you for taking away our sins and keeping us close to the heart of God. Please keep on doing that all the time we grow up until we see you in heaven with our own eyes. Amen. Now you may quietly go back to your seats. Make sure you pick up your little people. Don't lose them. Oops. She left one of her little things here. I have her other little one here, so don't worry. It's up here. The Lord calls. For those of you who were not able to read chapter 2 and wanted to know what in the world this is all about, this is for you.
There once was a man named Abram, who was a descendant of Noah. God told him to move with his wife Sarai, an entire family, away from where they lived. God made a promise, "I will make you into a great nation and bless you, and all of the people on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram and his family left. At one point, they stopped and God told him to look around. "All the land that you see, I will give to you and your children." Then, one night, God took Abram outside. "Look up and count the stars. This is the number of children you will have." But Abram was already 75 years old, and Sarai was way too old to have children. So they decided that Sarai's servant Hagar should have Abram's child. Hagar became pregnant and gave birth to a son named Ishmael. Yet God told Abram again, "You will be the father of many nations." God changed their names to Abraham and Sarah and promised that it would be through Sarah that God's blessing would come. Exactly as God promised, Sarah became pregnant, giving birth to a son named Isaac. When Isaac was still a young boy, God told Abraham to take his son up on a mountain and sacrifice him. Abraham took Isaac, laid him on an altar, and took out his knife to kill him. But an angel stopped Abraham, and God provided a ram to sacrifice in place of Isaac. Years later, Abraham and Sarah died and left everything they owned to Isaac. Isaac married and had twin sons, Jacob and Esau. Esau was Isaac's favorite, and as the oldest, he was set to gain his father's inheritance. But Jacob wanted the inheritance, so he came up with a scheme to trick his father, who was now old and blind, into promising it to him. He dressed in Esau's clothes and put animal skin on his hands, because Esau's hands were very hairy. Confused, Isaac gave his blessing to Jacob and promised him the inheritance instead of Esau. This caused a huge fight, one that almost ended in murder before they went their own ways. Thankfully, they reunited, and God promised to bless Jacob's family. Jacob had 12 sons of his own. And like his father and grandfather before him, Jacob had a favorite son. Little did Jacob know that his favoritism would put his son, Joseph, in danger of being killed by his own brothers.
It's a very short summary. If you're familiar at all with God's word, you're saying, "Oh, they missed so much." We can't go back in great detail and look at every verse,
but you are going to be blessed if you find the time to do that. We're going to look at just one little section back in Genesis chapter 12. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country." Again, some basic things. Think, who is making the first step? The Lord is doing this. Abraham did not clean up his act first. Should he have cleaned up his act first, or was Abram a pretty nice guy? Abram lived in the land of Ur. The land of Ur, in fact, the Ur of the Chaldees, he lived along with people who worshipped idols. And what is an idol? It's a stick that you fall down and you worship. It's a hunk of stone that you fall down and worship and you give it, money or fruit or... By this time, they had learned how to really worship those false gods. They would kill their children and offer up those children to these false gods. It's a terrible thing. That's how Abraham lived. That was where he lived. That was his mom and dad, his aunts and uncles, all his cousins and all his family, kith and kin, all of his friends, all of his business acquaintances. He needed to clean up his act, but guess what? He didn't. God came in and he interrupted, unasked, Abram's life. Leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Where is he going? He has no clue. God says, "I want you to go." Can you imagine the conversation that he has with his wife when he gets back home after this event? "Wife, the Lord just talked to me." And she says, "Okay, honey. I hear what you're saying." "And what did he say?" "He said, well, he wants us to leave." "Okay. And where are we going?" "I don't know." "Well, is this like for a little visit, like over the weekend thing?" No, I'm supposed to leave everything behind. We're packing up everything. We're going to move to another location. We are relocating, honey." "Well, that's fine, honey. Where are we going to relocate to, honey?" I can just imagine what it was like. And those same questions must have been going through Abram's mind. It gets more interesting. "I will make you into a great nation, Mr. 75-year-old retired no children man." "What? I'm just Abram of the land of Ur the Chaldees. And will bless you. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." This is such an important verse, just so that you are aware. The entire school learned this section of God's word by heart. I wanted them to know this part of God's word so well. They spent a whole week, and you ask any one of our children who went to our Christian day school, and they can tell you this verse. Anytime you run into them, if it's Walmart, cops, you're just out shopping, you see somebody, you just say, "Oh, what was that verse?" And they'll be able to tell you. Why is this so important? We need to understand that when the Lord calls us, it's not necessarily easy. It's not all peaches and cream and lovey. It's not all wonderful. It's hard. He had to give up stuff. And God knew that it was going to be hard for him. So you know what God did? The same thing that God does for us. God made these unbelievable promises to Abram. He says, "I will bless you. I'm the God who created all things. I, this powerful God, I will bless you. You know what? Anybody who blesses you, I'll throw back blessings on them. And anybody who lifts a finger to curse you, don't you worry, I'll be your shield and I will step in and I will bring my curse on those who curse you." Oh. And all nations on earth will be blessed through you. Mr. Childless, 75-year-old retiree, going to a place you don't know. What happens is when God calls us out of sin, it's not always easy because we have a tendency to look at all the stuff that's around us, all the stuff that's holding him back in that to that idle area, all of his friends and business acquaintances, all that stuff. He's leaving that safety. No, he's going into safety, the safety with the Lord, who will be a shield and a protector and a guide and a guard for him. In fact, not just for him. The promise that was given to Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The promise that was given to Noah. The promise that went to Adam and Eve. Oh, that promise was now in Abraham's body. And he said, God said, through you, all nations on earth will be blessed. And guess what? When you trace the lineage of Jesus Christ, the Bible traces it back through Abraham so that you and I know that God keeps his promises. The Lord said, I will make you into a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. You'll be a blessing. I will bless those who curse you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. When the Lord calls you, he calls you out of sin. He calls you out of rebellion. He calls you out of following your own way, which is doomed. And he calls you instead into the safety of his son. All peoples on earth will be blessed out of sin into safety. My dear friends, that's the great blessing that is in chapter 2. Reminding you that God keeps his promise and that when he calls us to himself, he does that not with terror, not you better follow me. No, God says, follow me. This is why. I love you. I want you to be with me forever. And I know sin is in the way, so I will take care of that. I will remove that sin when my son crushes Satan's power on the cross. And when he comes back to life again and announces that your sin has been forgiven. Payment is all in full. It is hard to be a Christian. Do not kid yourself. If you are following the Lord Jesus Christ, you are making the devil and all of his cohorts your enemies. He doesn't want you and me in heaven. He wants you to listen to all the junk around you and stay lost in sin. That's what the devil wants. But God says, I know it's scary, but I don't want you to follow me because you're scared. I don't want you to follow me because you're terrified of what's going to happen to you if you don't follow me. I want you to follow me because of my love. Did you hear my promises? I promise to never leave you. I promise to never forsake you. I will not abandon you. Your friends may abandon you. Your mom may forget who you are. But I am the Lord God, and I will never forget. I have engraved your name on the palm of my hands. It's always there, right in front of me. In Jesus' name this week, live for the God who so loved you that he called you out of sin into the safety of himself, and who keeps you close to his heart. And bring whatever is bothering you to his attention. Even though he knows it, he loves to talk. And guess what? He says, for Jesus' sake, every promise of God is yes in Jesus Christ. Oh, in his name, so let us live. Amen.